Well, well, well. Look at what we have here.
You know, I never thought this day would come. To have the one and only Saint Nick here, in my lair. Hell, you may as well have fallen straight into my lap. I have been waiting for years, eons even, for this day.
Well, but of course you wouldn't know about that. No, you just went about your business after looking me up for hundreds of years.
I thought I was supposed to be your right-hand man. Got nothing to say,
What's the matter?
The missus got your tongue.
She really seems to have a way of wooing you.
I was hoping that I would get to you first, but she kind of got in the way. So...
Whoa, easy there, big guy. She's fine. She's only going to be out for a few days.
Jeez, can't take a joke, some people.
Alright, let's get down to business.
Where is it?
Oh, come on, St. Nicholas minus the cage. I'm not an idiot. I know that horned devil is bound to be showing up any minute now.
You know, I found it weird that you made them your personal enforcer rather than me. I mean, come on. I would have done a much better job, and you can't sit there and say I wouldn't. Anyways, I know that the two of you have got some kind of agreement. So why do you save us both some time and tell me whether or not the demon is coming?
I'm impressed. I expected you to be the talkative type.
I guess not.
Well, guess that means it's just going to be the two of us in this dark room, all alone, with no one coming to your rescue.
What a shame.
Well, look at that. Took you long enough, demon.
Tell me something. Did you come here to destroy the jolly old fat man? Or did you come here to punish me?
I'll take that as a yes.
Oh no! Krampus, please don't punish me. I know I've been a rather naughty person for the last 100 or so years, but... surely there are other means for my repentance. It doesn't have to come to this. Please, spare me. I beg of you. Ha!
Don't tell me you actually fell for that, as if I hadn't come prepared for this. Ho, ho, ho! Jolly good show, if I do say so myself.
Still not talking, huh?
Aww, don't tell me you were hoping your devilish saviour would come and free you from my clutches. Hoping I'd get served with more than just a heavy-duty bag filled with coal this year, You poor thing. I'm afraid that's not how this story goes.
Woo! This is great! I've already drained Saint Nick of his magic. And now, I just need to drain his demonic enforcer for theirs. Combine the two into my own, and I will be unstoppable! Isn't that something? Not just to be the ultimate form of good and to be the ultimate form of evil, but to combine the two together. No god in any universe would be able to touch me. Now, let's get this show on the road.
finally, in just a few short moments, I will have become the ultimate god! Nothing can stop me!
Now! Don't hit him!
Where is Krampus?
Hopefully in a place you won't be able to reach for a while.
How? How did you pull this off? I drained you of your magic! Unless...
Run!
Come here! That jolly old fat bastard is a crafty one, isn't he? And here I thought you little elf helpers were only good at making and fixing toys. I wonder if he also treats you like a toy. If that's the case... Hey! Saint Nick! Looks like I managed to confiscate one of the toys you snuck in here. Oopsie. Looks like I broke it.
He's not a toy.
Huh? Then what is he? A servant.
He and my many other helpers help me and my wife bring Christmas joy to many around the world.
Sure, sure, with workers' benefits and all that. No more games, fat man. Where is that horned demon? Save your voice, Ben. When I find them, and I get through with you, you will be screaming in agony, down to your last breath.